You don't know if your long-time friend treats too well. Do you think that he or she is not appreciate you? Well, in this podcast, you find out of that friendship is reliable or not. We are Javier, Lola, Bruno, and Enzo. And we will give you some clues and identify if your friend is a true guru. Welcome to Zapatacasters.
Firstly, to know how to identify green and red flags, we must know what they are. Green flags are signs of behavior, attitudes, and gestures that are considered appropriate. Meanwhile, red flags are the opposite of green ones, signs of behavior, attitudes, and gestures that are considered inappropriate. We know that some people find it difficult to recognize these behaviors, which is why Lola, an expert on red flags, will give you some advice to identify them.
Hi, and thank you. Now, in this first part, we are going to see some examples of the most common red flags. The first one is do ghosting. It's when your boyfriend or girlfriend see your message and don't answer it. I'm sorry, but isn't that true love? Now, your boyfriend or girlfriend look your phone, please. Obviously, isn't confident with you. Your couple is it doesn't matter the important things, like a birthday or anniversary. In this part, manipulation, I have. Your couple trying to modify your actions or opinions without you to know it. The true love. Please. I don't have words for this. Now, Javier, the expert of green flags, is explain how to identify them.
Well, green flags aren't too complicated to identify. The most important things are that there is effective communication, to feel safe with them or free to tell anything you want without getting criticized. Also, be honest with each other. And finally, your boyfriend or girlfriend controls the emotions and doesn't have outbursts of anger with you. Green flags can also be very tricky. For example, if you see both red and green flags in a person, probably it's because that person isn't good for you. Because based on real situations, red flags are more obvious when the person is being really honest.
Well, where our podcast ends, remember, love isn't about possession, it's about appreciation. If you have to hide that you're talking to someone or delete message, it's automatically infidelity. So tell us, have you ever been a sort of situation? We would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to us and see you soon.